I had to laugh. One of the parents Thursday night told me, you know, because the first, I don't know how many weeks, we didn't have the children's ministry. And so apparently his children said, when do we get to start going to fun church again? So, sorry, you're stuck with non-fun church with me. We'll try to make it fun. But I do want to invite David Faust back up. David Faust was the president of Cincinnati Christian University. It's where I went. And not only did I get some degrees there, but I met my beautiful wife there. And so that was a great season for us. David actually baptized my wife, which is exciting. And he actually did our premarital counseling. I still have a few questions. But he is now one of the pastors at East 91st Street Christian Church, or E91 for short. In my opinion, their story, I hope he tells just a smidgen, but they are the church planting church in America. I mean, there are some others that are contenders, but they really have taken that seriously, and we're part of that story, and we're a continuation of that story, and they really have believed in paying it forward. And this month is our grand opening month, and so we've kind of spent a little bit of time, different people from different churches that have helped us. In my odd way, I think it's kind of like acknowledging your belly button, you know, that we're all dependent, that we all come from somebody. And this is, he is one of the churches, East 91st Street Christian Church, that invested in us heavily in the early days, probably grand total put about $100,000 into the congregation in the first 2 years. People have no concept of how much it takes to get an American church up and going. Just been amazing. They came alongside us early in the process. I know that my wife and I went to a church planter assessment, which is like a 2 or 3 day kind of nightmare job interview down in Tennessee, and because they're going to invest hundreds of thousands of dollars in you, and so they really put the two of you through the ringer. And I remember we came out at the end of that, and they sat us down and they said, you guys, you know, we think you're church planters. They actually said, we think Deli's a better church planter than you are, but they said, we think you're church planters, and we want to encourage you in that direction. And we had paid for that assessment. It was like $1,200, and at the time, that was all we had. I kind of joked that the corner of that check was rubber, because we, you know, it was just right there. And East 91st Street, when they heard we passed assessment, they called them, and they said, we're going to take care of that. And that was just one of the many ways that they blessed us early on, right in the beginning. So I do want to turn it over to Dave, just say thank you to Dave for their investment in us. And we're, you know, they're a parent church to us. And so I'll just let him say a word or two. So,
thanks, Derek. I just want to say on behalf of all of our friends at East 91st Street Christian Church, they know I'm here today. They're praying for you. I just want to tell you, sorry, I'm feeling very emotional about this, folks. This really means a lot to us. Hang on. I'll get it together. Congratulations doesn't even quite capture it. I was in that back row, and I was just overwhelmed with praise for God at you all being here. This beautiful building, all of these people, these kids, you don't know how much this means. In 1984, our church made a commitment to try to plant one new church somewhere in America every year for 20 years. We did it. We did 20 churches in 17 years. And now, believe it or not, our church, East 91st Street Christian Church, has planted 72 churches in 33 years.
That's worth a hand.
And you're one of them. You're one of them. And you're somewhere in the 20s. I don't remember which 25. One. 25, something like that. But it's more than money that's invested. It's prayers. It's just the whole journey with you. And so from the bottom of my heart, I just want to tell you, congratulations. We're so proud of you and thankful for you. And Derek and Deli and everybody who's been part of the leadership of this church, others on staff, the elders, people who've invested in making this church happen, praise God for what you have done and for what God has allowed you to do. You're part of something very special here in Fairbanks. And I just want to say that. We're thankful to the Lord and congratulate you. And I also want to offer a word of challenge. Because I came here knowing I was going to see a beautiful new building, but it's bigger and better than I even imagined. It's great. It's great. And so I want to challenge you. You have built a beautiful building. You know what kind of church you have built. Now my challenge is, what kind of church will you be? It's great to have a beautiful building, but the more important thing is, what kind of church will you be? Will you always be a church that's focused on Jesus Christ, a church that's true to God's word, that is honest and loving with people, that embraces people and helps people experience the grace of God? Will you always be that kind of church? If you'll always be that, then now you've got a beautiful place to do that in. And I just want to tell you, we'll continue to pray for you. We're thankful for you. And I brought along, Derek, I brought along a card from, it's handmade, it's nothing fancy, but it's meaningful because it's signed by a whole bunch of people in our church who just wanted to send you greetings on this day. It just says, "Congratulations, Journey Christian Church, from your friends at East 91st Street Christian Church. Our thoughts, our prayers, and our hearts are with you." And then a small but meaningful, hopefully helpful, little financial gift for you guys from our church. So congratulations, God bless you, and it's just a joy to be with you today.
Thanks so much. Thank you. And just so you know, and I often pull out a chart, but I'm not going to do that today, but Journey has just completed our commitment on our third daughter church, and we do $50,000 or $60,000 commitments every time. So finished our third commitment. That's a church in Seattle. And we actually have one granddaughter church so far, so hopefully we will be in that, continue in that E91 tradition of paying it forward and planting churches across the country and around the world. One just goofy E91 story that I like to tell is East 91st Street, it's a huge congregation, and they had these big jumbotrons. And so I went to speak there one time, and I wasn't used to that size crowd and having a camera on you and all that kind of stuff. And my two boys are up in the balcony, and they're watching on the jumbotron. And afterwards, I said, "Well, you know, Joe and Jack, how did it go? Did it go okay? Did I do all right?" And Jack said, "Dad, you are so fat on the jumbotron." And I said to the boys, I said, "Well, the camera adds 15 pounds." And I think it was Joe that said, "How many cameras were on you, Dad?" I don't know where those boys get that, but Deli, could you come up here for just a second? Deli and I and just the church, we want to say one more thank you. My folks have been here with us all month, and you grandparent types, you'll understand in a way that maybe the rest of us don't. But, I mean, my folks were our original donors. And I took their only grandkids 3,000 miles away. So they paid a price for us to answer the call of God. So we just want to say thank you. So if you could take them the flowers and the gift in it, you might want to share what it was, what we're going to give them.
I wanted to share a little bit of what we got for them, if I can do that without... I got my father-in-law a journal, or a Jesus Calling, the journal, and the newest one out. Got my mother-in-law a beautiful mug that says, "He has made everything beautiful in its time." And the back says, "Designed to dream, created to be beautiful." I also wanted to give them from the Alaska Bowl Company. My mother-in-law loves the Alaska Bowl Company. And as Derek said, we took her heart. We took Dean's heart, their kids. And when I look at this building, what I kind of think of the heart of this building, if you look at the actual mortar, brick, and stone, is the fireplace. And she loves the fireplace. Dean loves the fireplace. So we got an engraved of the fireplace on this bowl, the heart of Journey. And it says, "Journey Christian Church, Fairbanks, Alaska." And on the stand, it's in the bag, it says, "Thank you for your love and sacrifice." They have really sacrificed. Thank you.
Thank you.